Monday. Well, me and Rowley have officially been ex-friends for about a month now, and to be honest with you, I'm better off without him. I'm glad I can just do whatever I want without having to worry about carrying all that dead weight around. Lately, I've been hanging out in Roderick's room after school and going through his stuff. The other day, I found one of his middle school yearbooks. Roderick wrote on everybody's picture in his yearbook, so you can tell how he felt about all the kids in his grade. He would write above each kid's head, "Jerk," or "Cool." Every once in a while, I see Roderick's old classmates around town, and I have to remember to thank Roderick for making church a lot more interesting. But the page in Roderick's yearbook that's really interesting is the class favorites page. That's where they put pictures of the kids who get voted most popular and most talented and all that. You know, this class favorites thing has really got my gears turning. If you can get yourself voted onto the class favorites page, you're practically an immortal. Even if you don't live up to what you got picked for, it doesn't really matter, because it's on permanent record. Like Bill Watson. People still treat Bill Watson like he's something special, even though he ended up dropping out of high school. We still run into him at the food barn every once in a while. So here's what I'm thinking. This school year has been kind of a bust, but if I can get voted as a class favorite, I'll go out on a high note. I've been trying to think of a category I have a shot at. Most popular and most athletic are definitely out, so I'm going to have to find something that's a little bit more in reach. At first, I thought maybe I should wear really nice clothes for the rest of the year so I can get best dressed. But that would mean I would have to get my picture taken with Jenna Stewart, and she dresses like a pilgrim. Wednesday. Last night, I was lying in bed and it hit me. I should go for class clown. It's not like I'm known for being real funny at school or anything, but if I can pull off one big prank right before voting, that could do it.